Hey y'all, it is Chapel Heart. Enjoy the Lee Williams Show, playing the best country music, including ours.
Well, surprise, surprise, Chapel Heart have just walked in.
Hey! Hello! Hey, Lee.
That's great. Well, we spoke to you a couple of weeks ago on your tour bus. I think I woke you up.
Look, yes. That's probably right. We are trying to adjust to life on the road. I'm telling you, we don't ever know what day of the week it is. We don't have a sense of time. It's just like road and sleep. So,
remind me the name of the bus.
Miss Ruby. Yes.
That's so. It. Great stuff. So you're doing the Opry tonight here.
Yes.
Yes. We weren't even planning on being here today, but they saw an opening in our tour schedule, and then so the Opry asked us to come down, and luckily we got a chance to like do some running around this morning, and where did we wind up but right here with Lee Williams.
Well, how is the tour going?
It's going spectacular. This is Danica, and I've never seen, when we started out, it kind of started out a little rough, because I think probably a lot of people, you know, like, it was just kind of trying to get promotion out fast and get the people to come out. So we started out, it was rough. But like now we're about a month in. And when I tell you, like, the venues are filling up, the people are coming, and they are excited and loud and proud. We step out on the stage, and sometimes it's so loud, we're like, whoa. So
can't be any louder than you yourselves.
Well, right. Right. I told somebody the other day, we don't have inside voices. Like, it just, we weren't built with them. It's a one volume.
It was so funny. We just ran into Buddy Jewel, and he was like, I know all that noise. He's like, I didn't even have to ask who it was. He's like, I already know who all that noise is.
That's great. So what's the new single coming?
Oh, okay. So we got a new album coming out. Yeah. Album number 3. We're working on it.
It'll be coming out this spring.
Right. And so, but our lead single coming off of the album, we are planning right now to be Welcome to Fist City, which is the song that Loretta requested for us to do before she passed away. And so it is so much fun, and I cannot wait for people to hear it, to listen to it. Because I always tell people, if you love You Can Have Him, Jolene, you are absolutely going to love Welcome to Fist City.
So, run in.
Buckle your seatbelt.
Hey, y'all, it's Chapel Heart, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Miss Loretta, cause she sang it loud and clear. To devise a plan to take someone else's man, well, that ain't gonna work around here. You should have learned to be a lady, and your mama should have taught you to listen. Cause snooping your nose around another woman's home has earned you a trip to Fist City. So welcome to Fist City. There's some rules we gotta lay down. I am the sheriff, and I am the mayor, and I am the judge in this town. We tried to cut you loose, little lady, but Loretta didn't find your pity. So hold on to your wig and hold on to your britches, and welcome to Fist City. Try to say anything. You thought a fake last name at that old super raid would help you get away, but it didn't. We've got eyes all over this town. You never know who's on the board or committee. You can do it our way or have a long extended stay here in Old Fist City. So welcome to Fist City. There's some rules we gotta lay. And welcome to Fist City. Yeah, come on. Play it, boy. There's a few things I couldn't figure. There's something that I can't understand. With your eyes of emerald green and your long auburn hair, why couldn't you find your own southern man? Next time you try to find you a cowboy between Butcher Holler and South Mississippi, you better mind your P's and Q's and do whatever you can to never come back to Fist City.
So welcome to Fist City. There's some rules we gotta lay down.
I am the sheriff.
You loose, little lady, but Loretta didn't find your pity. So hold on to your wig and hold on to your britches, and welcome to Fist City. Oh, welcome, welcome to Fist City.
Given a new vigor into girl power, as we were saying. You're like the country version of Spice Girls.
I like that. I might have to steal that with Lee. But it's
you
so,
can.
But it's so amazing.
10%.
You know what? You got it. But it's been such an honor to kind of, like you say, be that figure of girl power, especially nowadays in country, and like being a part of institutions like CMT's Next Women of Country has also like given us a chance to connect with other women and kind of like, you know, just be a beacon for all those ladies out there trying to make it in the country music industry. Like, you know what, just be you. It's gonna work.
Yeah. I mean, America's Got Talent just did it for you, didn't it? Mm-hmm. Opened the great big floodgates.
It really did. I think going on America's Got Talent is probably one of the best experiences that we've had in our career so far, and we're just super, super thankful that we had that opportunity.
Well, good. Well, I know you've got other things to do, and I'm thank you for popping in just to give us a few minutes, but love you girls.
Oh, we love you.
And I hear you're coming over for the long road in September.
Yes! I'm so excited. Then we can be like the Spice Girls in America. But in the UK, I don't know how that's backwards.
There
or
you
not,
go.
But
so, they'll just call us the seasoning girls.
The seasoning girls.
What you need to do is wear then, you instead of the Union Jack dress that Ginger wore, then you wear the American flag.
Yeah! Yes. You'll do that. Okay. Look, thank you so much, Lee. We love you.
No,
thank
I love you too.
Look, we'll see. Right. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Hey, y'all. It's Chapel Hart. Enjoy the Lee Williams Show, playing the best country music, including ours.
I thought it was hard living in a small town. Everybody knows your name. Lord, your business travels around, but I knew. Oh, I was made for something bigger. Well, I graduated school. But I was still on the run, 'cause I knew, oh, I was made for something bigger. I put my green boots on my feet to go chase this life that was made for me. I gotta
that he's given. And I want to say thanks for this life that I'm living, cause I realize, oh, it didn't have to be. Thanks for letting me change the world in this life that was never.